Hey everyone, it's Andres for Off the Record. This is just a commentary on wishing Hillary Clinton a happy birthday, because today, October 27th, right? October 27th, Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed to as the ninth justice of the Supreme Court. And now we have the liberals losing their minds because they want to pack the courts. Of course they want to pack the courts. They've always wanted to pack the courts. But now they have more reason to do so. Because too many conservatives, we don't have enough representation. Why? Because the conservatives actually try to uphold the Constitution as opposed from legislating from the bench as they want it. What does it mean to legislate from the bench? To legislate from the bench is to let me get this guy. Yeah, woo! Legislating from the bench means that you don't care for the Constitution. You'd rather pass the laws that you see fit that were either affirmed by a liberal president. Not even liberal president. It could be any president, so long as the court rules in the favor of them that goes against the Constitution, which in most cases happens to be liberal Democrats. So, I missed. Great, got him. Okay. Well, like I was saying, the justice would rule in favor of a law or veto a law, despite the fact that it's either flies in the face of the Constitution, or if it just supports an agenda of whoever was bringing the case forward. That is legislating from the bench. So, Democrats have enjoyed that for the longest time. And now they're saying that because Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed, that we're going to have a return to the Dark Ages because she's a conservative. I would remind you, they've been using this argument for the longest time, and it happens to be, what's their names? A so-called conservative court that has basically passed same-sex marriage throughout the United States. It has been a supposed conservative court that, in the biggest, objection to Roe versus Wade, has... Whoops, I just lost myself back to the same spot. Let me try this again. Did I finish this one? Yeah, okay. That the states, each state was trying to pass their own version of abortion restrictions. This is called the heartbeat bill, like Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, and apparently those were struck down. At the same time, New York passed the most liberal form of infanticide available. Late third trimester abortions, fully formed human being to be murdered. And in the case of I think it was Virginia, the governor there supports an even worse form of abortion. Oh snap, look at these guys. I know, tengo miedo. An even worse case is post-birth abortion. Folks, that is murder. Oh man, this is hard. I'm gonna have to focus on this. I'm gonna have to cut this video short then. I can't go up there, huh? Ooh. Only one door to go through, huh? Okay, let's try it. Whoa! Hey, they're not scared of me. But I need a coin. There's some star coins I gotta get. No! I know! I died. Anyway, I think I know what better to do now. So, that's why they're upset. And yet, it's been the conservatives that have sometimes disappointed the conservatives. It was Justice John Roberts that basically allowed the unconstitutional Obamacare to exist as a tax after Obama said it wasn't a tax. And Justice John Roberts, who was appointed by George W. Bush, allowed it to be law as a tax. Oops. Oh, man, I forgot to get a power. And so how many more cases do I got to go through to show you that, oh, it's a 6-3 majority? Bull crap, man. They just say that so you could scare you into going to the election and vote in Democrats. And what do the Democrats want to do? When Democrats were the first ones, like Chuck Schumer, they were the first ones to use the filibuster to stop a judge nomination. And now they want to take away the filibuster so the Republicans won't be able to do the same when they try to nominate someone for themselves. It's like, okay, so rules for thee but not for me. That's your motto, apparently. Oh, snap. Woo! I dodged that one. Hold on. This is a puzzle. Ay, 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 man. That was supposed to be a flower or something. Oh, I just lost that one. Back to where I was? No. Whoa. What is this? There's stairs. Which way do I go, Doc? Which way do I go? What is that? Oh. Do I take it with me? Hold on. Nothing here. Oh, something there though. There you go. Alright. This is kind of blurry, huh? Oh. There you go. Fix it. Oi! Uh-oh. Spooky box. Oh my goodness, what's going on? Oh, these boxes want to kill me too. What did I ever do to you, power boxes? Hold on, hold on. There we go. Yeah! Alright, let's go to the other door. Wait, where the heck are the coins? I still haven't got one. Hold on, up here. Don't let this fear-mongering get you. If anything, conservative justices have been the ones that disappoint the conservatives the most. And now we have a legit shot at possibly having a fair justice. We don't know. She hasn't served yet. But I'm hoping she will. Oh my goodness. No, these ghosts. What are they doing? Oh snap, the whole thing's moving, huh? I see what y'all are doing here. Oh, the coin is over there. Great. That's what I was asking for, but not like this. No, might as well jump it all the way. I died. The coin moved, though. Okay, okay. You know what? This is too hard, and it's getting really late, so I'm not going to finish this level. I'll just save it here. Call me a quitter! But I've been playing for some time now, actually. So I'll end it like this. Amy Coney Barrett. High hopes for her. And I hope she lives up to it. Brett Kavanaugh went through hell to get appointed. There's no such thing as you're not playing by the rules. The Republicans have played by the rules. It's the Democrats that have been playing super dirty. And now they want to pack the courts with more justices because they want to supposedly balance out the courts. Okay, so a Democrat gets in there as president. How many more justices will they add? 2, 4, 6 more? What about the Republican president that comes after them? Can they pack the courts even more? Where does this stop? Or the Democrats pack the courts and then remove the ability to pack the courts. The madness is insane. And when you look at history, how many laws have been contingent on one deciding vote, you'd be surprised. You would be surprised. So anyone that knows history shouldn't be concerned over this insanity the Democrats keep crying about. They only cry foul because they are not getting their way. Because the idea of Democrats' bipartisanship is their way or no way. And no, I don't see Roe v. Wade going anywhere anytime soon. So for those of you thinking that's going to go away because Amy Coney Barrett's in there, that's not how it works. You cannot legislate from a bench. That's only in the minds of Democrats. Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Interesting Global Show, or Off the Record. Any additional content is in the video description or the show notes accompanying this episode at www.theinterestingglobal.com. Thanks very much. I'll see you in the next one.